Psalm 37, the Bible said in verse 1, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." Look at verse 4. "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." How many of you saw in the news the fellow that pulled the shotgun out down in Texas in that church? Many of you probably are not even aware of this, but several years ago, I was in a camper right out here on a Saturday night. I spent a lot of Saturday nights out there before we built the shelter and put the apartment back there. And the Lord put it on my heart that we needed to take some steps to secure the church. And we started locking up the church doors, and we've not only locking the church doors, but we've taken other steps as well. But I believe in the future we're even going to go further, Brother Houston. And thank God for that man. I believe he was ex-FBI, if I understood that. That within 6 seconds, he shot the shooter in the head from a pretty good distance, from about 50 feet, I believe, is the way they've got it calculated. How many people died altogether? Two? Three altogether. So one bad guy died, and two of the good guys died. And I'm going to tell you something. When I read about this wicked evildoers, they're there. Used to, Brother Houston, you'd read about something like that, and you'd think, boy, that's way off. I want to tell you something. Texas is a relatively conservative state. What I'm trying to say is that conservative values, conservative preaching, Bible preaching, is not looked upon in a favorable way. So as we talk about our desires tonight, the Bible said, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." I believe the reason that church took the steps that they took is because there was a desire in the pastor's heart and the men in the church to protect the flock of God. Amen. And tonight, as we look at the scripture, the first thing that I want to say tonight as we look into the new year is there needs to be a desire for the Savior. When I read a while ago, and I don't have them in the same order that I received them a while ago, but two of the first things that I read was I want to get closer to God. I'm going to tell you something right now. That should be the desire of every born-again believer, to be closer to God. One person said to feel better physically, to get out of debt, to be a better person in the Lord, to be able to do more for the church, to be a blessing to other people, and always love God. To read my Bible every day, to be a more helpful person, to be a more prayerful Christian, and try to be a more healthy individual. Desire to know more about the Bible, to not worry about stuff this year, work, and to pray more. desire to graduate college, strengthen relationships, and to be involved. To do more to see my lost people saved, please remember these tonight as I go through the message. I think it's Ina and Paul Owens to be in church, and others to be saved. And I have many others that are lost. Please remember these tonight as we go through the message tonight. Family and friends to be saved. I would love to be closer to God. My prayer life and my walk with God to improve. And then the word is underlined greatly. To be all in for God. To be physically able to help around the church. To be a better husband, father, grandfather, uncle, and friend. To be able to attend church when church is going on. To be able to help those who need help. I'm going to ask you a question tonight. I'm not even halfway through. If I ask that same question out here in the world, how many believes it would sound a whole lot different than what I'm reading tonight? How many believes it's supposed to sound different in here than it does out there? To be faithful, to get closer to God, to be willing to be there for family. Heart's desire for the new year, to get closer to my Lord, to be a greater blessing to other people, to be a better Sunday school teacher, to read my Bible more, to be in prayer more, and a greater burden for the lost. Heart's desire for a new year, watch over my family. Help everyone to feel better. Let there be more love in America. May there be a more, more commitment to people that are Christians. They will have a desire to come to church. This is blessing me. I hope it is you. Heart's desire for a new year to read and study my Bible more, to be a better person, help others, serve the Lord more, seek the Lord's help in all that I do, and trust Him more, see people saved, draw closer to Christ, be in God's will for my life, love my family more. I'd like to see Dan the bulldozer man saved. I happen to know who this one is. Some saved. Others walk. The Walters family. A wife. And a Christian family. Delight myself in the Lord. To be content with God and where He puts me. Get closer to God, to create better habits, have a better temper. Have a better temper. Have a better temper. All of us has got one. It wouldn't hurt for all of us to be a little better. To be more respectful and to love everyone. Am I boring you tonight? To be in God's will. Luke, to be saved. To be a better servant. To be a better witness. Closer to God. More patient with the kids. Did you write that, Miss E? Oh, no, I'm just kidding. No, it would have said more patient with my husband. See, next one, closer to my husband. She may have wrote it, I don't know. It don't look like her writing, though. Witness to the family, a bigger burden for the lost. Thank you all for participating. I didn't know if you would or not. The heart's desire for the new year, to go grow closer to God, have more of a burden for the lost, to live in a continual state of prayer, to hide God's word in my heart through studying his word, to pray more, decrease debt, to lose weight, and to read more. I read my Bible more, work out more, be kinder to others, and let God's light shine through me more. Heart's desire for the new year, salvation of Luke and Braley, boldness to be a better witness, and a stronger faith. Heart's desire, get my joy, get my peace back. Heart's desire for the new year, be more organized, stay healthy, closer walk with the Lord, get my family saved. Trust God more, job, kids to love and serve God faithfully, family harmony, healing for my husband and I both, salvation for the family and for those who think they are saved, their eyes to be open, and more faith, peace in my family, family members saved, need to draw closer to the Lord, good health to work and serve. Salvation for my lost family. Family that's out of church. My friend's salvation. Family issues to be resolved. I'll ask a question tonight. How many of you have an issue in your family that needs to be resolved besides me? Is there anybody that does not have their hand up right now? Okay, just a few. If Lee, Parker, Sophia, Eric aren't saved, they'll get saved to be a better witness, to be able to show Jesus in me more, prayer life, more thankful, and show love more. Be closer to the Lord, read the Bible more, worry less, to be more patient, pray more in a secluded place. I want to read and study my Bible more. I want to have more patience with people. I want not to be as concerned about finances. I want to be a better husband and father. I don't want to get so stressed out sometimes and learn to turn it all over to the Lord. Draw closer to God. Try to win souls. Good health. Our Lord to come for us. Closer walk with God. Try to help more needy folks. Try to be more obedient to the Holy Spirit. Desire to help our church grow. To help our daughter with problems, to see family in church. I do want to do more for the Lord, to give us good health. More of the family to be saved. And I could do more for God help our kids in their lives. Heart's desire, this is the last one, to get closer to God, more people saved, children to get back in church, and a better car. I believe that those desires right there touched on all those areas that I talked about a while ago as far as spiritual, physical, financial, don't you? I mean, but the Bible said, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him. He'll bring it to pass. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Here's what I believe tonight. I believe a lot of people might look at that verse of Scripture and think, well, God just handed me a blank check, like a blank piece of paper. Just fill it out however you want to. But I believe it's important tonight that we read the first part of that verse, delight thyself also in the Lord. What happens when we delight ourselves in the Lord is what He wants becomes what we want. That's exactly right. And I'll give you some things tonight, and we've got about 10 or 15 minutes left here tonight, and I've only got 7 things, so that shouldn't be a problem. But unless I let Coulter read my text, then it'll be a problem. I'll give you 7 desires tonight that I think that just go hand in hand with what we've read tonight. And I really, if you were honest tonight in those things that I read, and I have no reason to believe that you were not, I believe that says a lot about our church. Pastors for years have said the prayer meeting is the backbone of the church. And we've got some, Brother Steve would much rather be here than in that leather prison tonight. Amen. He told me a while ago, it looks like I'm going to be headed back to my leather prison. He's starting to ride a bicycle a little bit. No, not one on the road, one of them stationary bikes, getting that knee worked out. But these things here are to give them to you tonight. Just give them to you real quickly. Number one, a desire for the Savior. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. A desire for salvation. You remember over in the book of Acts chapter 8, where that eunuch went down there, Philip had that great meeting, that revival meeting in Samaria. And the eunuch had went to Jerusalem for the worship. Here's what a lot of people miss. He had a desire to worship. He had a desire, really, for salvation, but he didn't know what his desire was for. It reminded me of Tyler when he met me down here that morning and said, I want to be saved, but I don't know how. And the Word of God said in Acts chapter 8, verse 31, and he said, how can I? That's when Philip said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I except some man guide me? Then watch this. He desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Amen. He wasn't trying to push the man of God away. He said, come on up here and tell me more. Now what I want you to get tonight, watch this now. If you're here tonight and you're saved, praise God, you're saved. But I will guarantee you that somewhere tonight is somebody that desires the same thing that Philip desired out there in that desert. And he's saying, how can I except some man guide me? Thirdly tonight, a desire for the Scriptures. I think this is wonderful tonight. This was mentioned over and over and over. In Psalms chapter 19 and verse number 7, the Bible said, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing in the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Watch this now. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. I'll tell you one thing. It's one thing to read the Bible out of commitment. It's another thing to read it out of sheer delight. When it becomes honey and the honeycomb to your soul. The songwriter said, there's honey in the rock, my brother. There's honey in the rock for you. And it's a sweet thing to take the Word of God. Why do we need to desire the Scriptures? Watch this in verse number 11. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. The Bible will warn us when we're in the wrong path, won't it? Amen? He said, and in keeping of them is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. I'll guarantee you that there's things going on among God's people that nobody knows about. But can I tell you this? You stay in this book knows about it. And this book will just take that secret fault and lay it out there on the table for you, say, now look here. This needs to be dealt with. He said, preacher, you believe that? I know it. You say, how can you know it? Because I got them. Don't you have them? Watch this now. He said, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sin. An old preacher said, let me tell you two things. He said, sin will keep you from the Bible, but he said, the Bible will keep you from sin. I like that. David, I mean, you get to Psalm 119, he said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Amen. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I like that, don't you? Desire for the Scripture. Then there's a desire for the sanctuary. That was mentioned tonight. David said in Psalm 27:4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. I'm being honest with you tonight. I worry about folks where God's house is a leftover. If I have any time left over, I'll go to church. I believe it ought to be right up there on top, don't you? Amen. With my Bible and with prayer. A desire for the sanctuary. You know, I didn't have to work that desire up. When God saved me, he put that desire in my heart to go to the house of God. Let me give you this tonight. A couple more things and I'm done. A desire for souls. That was mentioned over and over in these notes right here. I hugged my nephew today with tears in my eyes, Brother Hank. And I said, the truth is, son, it'd be better if you was never born than to leave this world without Jesus. And he said, that's right, Uncle Rick. That's the truth. Eve was showing me a while ago where my daughter put it on her, I guess it's a Facebook or something, where I had three of the kids last night. You can't expect a 60-year-old man to blow out all them candles by himself. I had them all up on my lap and they helped me blow them candles out. But the same goes for them. It'd be better if they was never born, never come into this world, than to leave this world without Jesus. You say, preacher, where do you see a desire for souls? Look in the life of the Apostle Paul. Romans chapter 10, verse 1. He said, brethren, my heart's desire, prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. He said in another place, I could wish myself a curse from Christ. Now that's a real desire. I'd give up my part in the family of God to see my people saved. We know we can't trade. We know we can't do that. But Paul was letting us know about the burden that he had in his heart, the desire to see souls saved by the grace of God. The Bible said the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. He that winneth souls is wise. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. The Bible said over in the book of Proverbs chapter 8, you say, why'd you mention those verses talking about wisdom? It says wisdom chapter 8, Proverbs 8, 11, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. When God gives us wisdom, He ain't giving it to us just so we can be wise. He's giving it to us on behalf of others. And that's why Solomon asked God for wisdom. He said, I've got this great people, I'm paraphrasing, that I'm responsible for, and I need wisdom. I need wisdom. Let me give you this tonight. There's a desire for the Savior, a desire for salvation, a desire for the Scripture, a desire for the sanctuary, a desire for souls. There's a desire for supplication in the Word of God. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 15, the Bible said, and we know that He hears us. How many knows He hears you? I said, how many knows He hears you? Whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we desired of Him. Ain't that good? Mark chapter 11, verse number 24, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. God tells us in the book of James not to be double-minded, but we're to ask in faith, and that God would hear, and God would answer. Because remember where we started out. If we're delighting ourselves in the Lord, our desires line up with His. And I think that's important tonight. Now let me close with this. Just as sure, Brother Gary, tonight, that God's people have desires that are holy, personal, mean a lot to them. There's somebody else in the Bible that has a desire. The Word of God said in Luke chapter 22 and verse number 31, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, He's talking to Peter. How many knows where this is going? He said, behold, Satan hath desired to have you. We've got some young people with us tonight. I wasn't talking about Ethan and Hannah. I was talking about Logan and Mary. Maybe they're all young. Talk about Emily over here. She thinks I forgot her. Just because she's sitting on the other side. I believe we'd pray harder. Bob, I believe we'd pray harder if we knew how Satan desires to have Sawyer. How he desires to have Olivia. These children, Sister Jerry, Brother Kenny, that we bring in here, how he desires to gobble them up and eat them up. Chew them up and spit them out. Ruin their lives. And that's not just true of my grandchildren. That's true of yours too. Not just true of my children. It's true of yours too. Not just true of the children that come in on the van, but the children that come in the families too. Satan desires. How many's glad there's one that's got a desire that's more powerful than his? Delight thyself also in the Lord. Greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. In Psalm chapter 140 and verse number 8, watch this though. I gotta show you this. I need to read on in that. The Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But Jesus said, I have prayed for thee. Well, Jesus is no respecter of persons, Brother Gary. The Bible said He's sitting right there at the right hand of God to make intercession for us. He ever liveth
And he's praying for us as well tonight. How we need to pray one for another. He said, that thy faith fail not. When thou art converted, he said, strengthen thy brethren. Psalm 40, 140 and verse number 8, grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked, just as sure as their holy and righteous desires. There's a wicked world out here. Brother Hughes said, I don't know what would make a man want to carry a shotgun into a place of worship. I don't know what would make a man want to do that. Or into a mall or anywhere else and just start mowing people down. Wickedness. It's everywhere. But thank God, God has a desire that outweighs the desire of Satan. Remember this, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 3, among whom we all had our conversation in times past and the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh. You remember when that's all you lived for? Was to fulfill the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. I'm almost done. In the book Live and Learn and Pass It On, Jackson Brown said this. He said, I've learned that if you give a pig and a boy everything they want, you'll get a good pig and a bad boy. You say, why? Because of that sin nature. I thought this was good, knowing that there were going to be some young people in the auditorium tonight, and I trust you'll pay close attention to what's being said here. Satan desires to sift you as wheat. Augustine said, sin comes when we take a perfectly natural desire or longing or ambition and try desperately to fulfill it without God. Not only is it sin, it is a perverse distortion of the image of the Creator in us. All these good things and all our security are rightly found only and completely in Him. Satan desires to take that God meant for good and pervert it and make wickedness out of it. That's why that the Bible teaches that we ought to be married. Amen. The Bible teaches that it ought to be a man marrying a woman. It's so plain and so simple. And yet this world is twisting it like a pretzel and perverting that God intended to be holy. I guess it was in the late 60s and 70s, they called it free love. What it really was free sex. And it really wasn't free. We're still paying a price. Satan has a desire tonight. I hope you'll remember he hates your marriage. He hates your children. He hates your grandchildren and mine. Everything I'm saying, he hates. He hates our church. He hates your pastor. He hates the Sunday school teachers. He hates the deacons. Now we need to take to heart these desires. Lay them out before the Lord. Lord, I want to be closer to you. Lord, I want to be a better witness. Lord, I want to be more faithful. Amen. Some couple mentioned different things concerning the health. That's not hard to do. That's not that can be a godly desire whenever you realize what Brother Don said Sunday, which he was just quoting Bible, that the body's the temple of the Holy Ghost. To say, Lord, I don't want to defile the temple. You live here. I'm just glad you come tonight. I pray that the Lord will just help us even to maybe you wrote these down on a piece of paper, and if you want to come find your piece of paper, that's fine. What, Bob?
Not yet.
What now?
Don't give them away. Keep them.
Oh. I didn't hear what he just said.
He said he
you. Okay. You want me to keep them? Okay. Well, what I'd like for you to do, though, is write that down in your Bible somewhere. Put it somewhere where you'll be reminded. Amen. 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 I'm just glad you come tonight.